Now, back to the Steve Gerber Show on MTN.
The midterms not too far away now. November of 2018, the midterms. Democrats believe they're going to walk away with, you know, vast victories in the House and maybe some victories in the Senate. I'll tell you right now, in the Senate, it's an uphill climb. Republicans should pick up 3 to 5 seats there. And I will change that as we get closer, but 3 to 5 seats, the likely pickup for Republicans. The Democrats have momentum, they believe, after what happened in Pennsylvania. But my next guest believes that Republicans will prevail. Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chair, joining me once again here on the program. Ronna, welcome back.
Always good to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Always glad to have a Michigan native with us here. All right, so the Republican National Committee raised, what, $12.8 million in February? I think their total haul for the cycle's north of $157 million. You have no debt. You have $42 million in cash on hand. And meanwhile, your counterparts over there, they're broke at the DNC. So you're doing quite a bit better, it appears.
We are. And, you know, with these special elections that are getting outsized attention, it's really easy to even the playing field. But when we're dealing with the whole map in November, the resources that we've been able to raise, far more than the RNC's ever raised, we're breaking records. We broke the February record. To have this much cash on hand allows us to be in 25 states already and be building out our ground game, identifying our likely voters, our persuadable voters, and then building an organization as to how we're going to turn them out. So this gives us an advantage over the Democrats.
All right, so give me an idea of your strategy for 2018. You have a president who, you know, people seem to like his policies as a general rule, but his, you know, sometimes the things he does personally they don't like so much. So he's a mixed bag, but the economy is doing better. Jobs are doing better. Companies are investing in America. So we see some very positive things. And for places like Michigan, that should be a story to tell, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Democrats want to make this about Donald Trump and personality, and we're going to focus on issues that matter to average working American families. And 90% of Americans have seen an increase in their paychecks. We've had 3 million jobs come back to this country. Because of Republican leadership, our country is on a comeback. And so when we put that message to voters and we talk about the good things that are happening, not just at the economic level, but also national security level, I think voters are going to agree that they need to send Republicans back to the majority in Washington because we're actually getting things done. Democrats haven't put forward a vision. An anti-Trump message isn't something that is going to resonate, I think, with the American people.
It's a talking point, not a strategy. Let me ask you this, Ronna. Obviously, you have great familiarity with the state of Michigan, having spent all your time here before going to Washington. How critical is Michigan in the midterms 2018 and then looking to 2020? How pivotal will Michigan be this time around and in 2020?
Well, Michigan is the heart of the Trump win. Michigan was critical in that Midwest sweep with Pennsylvania and Ohio and Indiana, Wisconsin, and Michigan winning the presidency for Trump. So we're investing in Michigan. We're in Michigan at a level we've never been in at the RNC in a midterm. You obviously have a governor's race that's very critical. Michigan's been on a comeback as well. We want to make sure that Michigan stays strong. We want to keep the Senate and the House in Michigan. And then Debbie Stabenow is very vulnerable and got good candidates running against her right now on the Republican side. And the RNC is investing. We want to make sure that Michigan stays red.
So Michigan obviously pivotal going through to 2020 as well. Michigan carried by 10,704 votes, if I was going to pick a number, back in 2016. So a close race here. And obviously, as you look at jobs coming back, whether it's the Ram truck or different investments happening, now talking about the Michigan Central Rail Station, Detroit Motor Company might invest in that building that's been sitting there basically vacant for many years. And that would be another trophy of success in Michigan. So as you look to those things, you've got some good stories to tell here.
Yeah, and the Trump voter, the Macomb County area that really came out for President Trump, those Reagan Republicans are coming back. Those Reagan Democrats are staying with us, and they're still with President Trump, and they've seen him deliver with jobs, manufacturing jobs. It is a state on the rise, and we want to continue that comeback. President Trump obviously cares a lot about Michigan. I care a lot about Michigan, and that's going to be something that's pivotal to 2020. But first, we're focusing on 2018. We'd really like to retire Debbie Stabenow, so, and send her back home to Michigan, get her out of Washington.
So what about some of the things on the other side? The McCabe firing obviously created a lot of controversy and conversation throughout Washington, even though he was removed by his own people. Veterans at the FBI took him out. But of course, the narrative from the left comes back to, well, it's Donald Trump, taking care of somebody he doesn't like to push back against Bob Mueller. That's still a cloud over this administration, and it is problematic, but how do you get past it?
Well, it's tough when the mainstream media spends every minute of every day attacking this president instead of touting the economic news that you and I just discussed. I mean, McCabe withheld information from his superiors. He was heavily involved in the Hillary Clinton investigation. He sat on emails for a month. He had ties to Hillary Clinton's campaign with the hundreds of thousands of donations that went to his wife's campaign from Carrie McAuliffe and other Clinton allies. And his superiors did an internal review, and his judgment was called into question. And I think that's why he quit early on. He got fired days before it was his last day. I think he knew that he crossed the line. And we need to hold everyone in government accountable. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Think it's a great thing.
We love our FBI agents. We love them. But there are some who need to be held accountable who are not acting in the way and in the integrity of the FBI, and McCabe is one of those.
I think nobody's above the law, and I think we need to return to that. We need to be a nation of laws. I think that's one certain theme that the Republicans and certainly Donald Trump, law and order, can run on. Real quickly, we got about 20 seconds left here. Ron, I guess with all the focus on Michigan, I would expect to see you back in the state quite a bit. But we'll see the president and the vice president as we head towards November, I would guess, as well.
Yeah, I was with the president last weekend, and he said to me, I'm getting ready to campaign. I'll be on the road for 90 days. And I said, okay, but I don't know if it's going to be that many days in a row. But I'm definitely coming back to Michigan. I'm doing some Lincoln Day dinners. And I expect that the president and vice president will be visiting as well. We want to make sure that we're helping the great state, and we want to keep that governor's house and also win the Senate. So there's a lot to do in our great state of Michigan.
Ronna McDaniel, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, Ronna.
Thank you so much.
All right, quick break. Ronna McDaniel, good friend of the program, known her for years and years. We'll be right back.